Today I'm preaching from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Let's give your attention to God's Word as I read it. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. I titled a recent sermon, Stop Acting Like an Old Man. Paul has just given a series of directions that follow that pattern of putting off what is old or what is former. It's natural then for Paul to next call you to act like a new man. The close of chapter 5, he follows that pattern of putting off the old and putting on the new. What Paul does in chapter 5 is he raises that call to an incredibly high level by calling you to be imitators of God. Be imitators of God. Do you know what it means to imitate? I'm pretty sure that the children understand this. Sometimes we do it for fun. You might imitate a voice that you've heard, or imitate a movie scene. And I know that the children know this because I hear a lot of the movie Frozen going around. I even see some of the little girls striking a pose and imagining that they are one of the characters in the movie Frozen. That's what it is to imitate. We also imitate in a more serious way. I know that as I grew up, that I wanted to be just like my dad. I came to enjoy baseball and to cheer for the Kansas City Royals, just like my dad. I played the cello, just like my dad. And I watched him love my mother and lead our family in worship and spend time with us kids as we grew up. And I hope that I'm like him in these ways. Be imitators. Be imitators of God. It's wise and it's proper for us to find godly examples among men and women around us and to say, these are my examples and these are ones that I will follow. They will be my mentors. I will imitate them. But that's not enough. Paul says, be imitators of God Himself. It's easy to understand because we know what it is to imitate, but it is very challenging to do, especially when you realize the specific area where Paul calls your attention to imitation. He goes on to say, after saying, be imitators of God, to say, walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us. You see, Paul calls you to imitate God in love and in forgiveness. That leads me to meditate on that today. I've summarized my message today in this way. If you understand that God has loved you and forgiven you, then you too will be able to walk in love, forgiving others as Christ has loved you. So, if you're going to imitate God, you need to ask a question. You need to study the example that God sets. The question that you need to ask is, so,